that exploded off the coast of Louisiana sinks. What's the potential for a major spill? Lago bites back again. He wants to subpoena the president. What are the chances of that? Our cheap movie reviews coming up in our fourth hour. Can't wait for that one. There's a really, really crazy, scary, crazy movie that is coming out. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it will be previewed in our fourth hour. The previewing is over. All the mock drafts, forget about it. The first round over, done with, and how exciting for the 75th NFL draft. You know that four Sooners were taken in the first round of the draft? Wow. Kate Delaney is always here from the left to the right and everywhere in between on America Tonight. So with that, here's who was first in the draft and went to the Rams. Check it out.
With the first pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select Sam Bradford, quarterback, Oklahoma.
He's the third player from Oklahoma to go number one overall. And if he has the success that Leroy Selman and Billy Sims did, well, then it would be a heck of a pick. But Peyton Manning went one. How'd that turn out?
Yeah, how did that turn out? Super Bowl. Almost two Super Bowl rings. And without further ado, right at the top, we're going to talk to our pal Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike. Hey, Mike, how have you been?
I've been doing great. How you been, Kate?
Oh, couldn't be better, I'm telling you. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. Sam Bradford, I mentioned it, the four Sooners in the first round. I don't think it's a surprise that Bradford went first, but there were all kinds of rumors about trades and the pick being traded and all that stuff. But I think it was a good move by the Rams. We'll see, of course, if he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he had a little bit of injury problems there at the last of his college career. But I guess the one that really was surprising was Tim Tebow. He became a Bronco, but he got picked 25th.
Yeah, that is shocking. I mean, for Florida, I mean, he was the star for Florida, but I don't think a lot of people predicted he would go in the first round. But I think for Denver, it actually might work out for them. I kind of like Tebow. I don't know if I see him really absorbing the system in the NFL right off the bat, but none of these guys do. I don't know. You know, it's really tough. You look at a quarterback and how well they excel, and depending on the system, of course, and the school, in college football, and then the transition, as you've seen, Mike, into the pros, it's so much different. And there are so many busts at that spot. I mean, there certainly are the great ones. You know, you heard there Boomer mentioning Peyton Manning, and Eli Manning was another surprise, too. I mean, he was a solid player in college, but then look what happened with the Giants. So you just never know. But the Broncos, I guess, decided it was worth the pick, huh?
Yeah, and, well, I'm looking for Tebow to be another John Elway.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good. I love it that people are kind of dogging it, because that sort of adds to the lore. I think he'll be good, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, besides the NFL draft, there are other things going on, like in the NBA. We're talking playoffs. The playoffs, I mean, this is the time of year you love if you like pro hoops at all. To me, because I know a lot of people say, forget it during the year, and I don't like some of the things that have happened, but I love the playoffs. And I still like the Lakers and Cavaliers to make it all the way down to the end. Are you thinking the same thing?
Well, I am. I mean, that's my expectation, is for them to be in the finals. But, you know, I'm looking for the Mavericks and Lakers to be in the Western Conference Finals, and probably Cleveland and Orlando in the East. But right now, all the teams are still there. I mean, we're just in the first round. In the East, everyone's big ones. They've got a pretty big series lead, except the Bulls. They beat the Cavs tonight in a squeaker, 108-106. But, you know, that's, I'm still looking for the Cavs to win that in, probably five, six games. So
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Hey, how about we shift to the ice, and my Flyers easily took care of business with the Devils. It was great. I mean, it was very, very impressive, this last win. And, of course, I think the series has been tremendous for the Flyers. And it's been fun to watch. I know some people listening to us are like, oh, now she's mentioning hockey. But I think, just like I said with the NBA, this is the best time of year to watch hockey. And I think the reason a lot of people don't like hockey, Mike, is, and because I grew up with it, I think it's because they haven't seen a game. You need to go to see a game live, and then I think it makes a difference to you.
Yeah, and, you know, my Stars, they didn't do very well this year, but, you know, it's been they've got some great matchups right now. The East, you know, really, there's some dominating teams in the East, but everybody's is tied right now in the West, in the 2-2. So
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Pittsburgh got. You know, I thought they were going to pull out and win their series tonight, but what happened? The Senators came back and won in a third overtime. 4-3, so that was kind of a nail biter. But I'm still looking for Pittsburgh to win that series.
Yeah, I agree with you there too. Absolutely. Hey, last time we talked to you, we were talking about the Masters and what a tough ticket it was to go to the Masters, and you were mentioning that at EasyTicket.com, EasyTicket.com. You had some tickets to it, but it was crazy. Phil Mickelson, the lefty, taking that tournament and his third green jacket. It was fun to watch, I think, the last day to see what was going to happen after that big swing the day before on Saturday. Did you watch any of the Masters?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I mean, there's so much, golf's not my favorite spectator sport, but, I like to see it. I like to play it. I'm more of a social golfer than anything. Get out on the links, tell a few jokes, and
I understand that. Trust me, I used to be a good golfer. Now I'm a social golfer too, for sure. I love baseball. I know you like baseball, and I'm all about the Phillies. I was crushed last year when the Yankees beat the Phils, although I expected it. It's too early in the season to make predictions. This has just been fun watching these early games out of the gate. I don't know. We'll see. But you're a Rangers fan.
Yeah, it's still early for everybody, but probably except Baltimore. They're already, they've only won 2 out of 16 games. They're 10 games out already. So it really doesn't get interesting in Major League Baseball until after the All-Star break. But, you know, we've got a long time. Right now, I don't follow college baseball a whole lot, but that's kind of heating up right now. Arizona State, they're ranked number one right now, and UT, Texas, they're number two. So they've got about 2 more months in the College World Series. But the college baseball is kind of a precursor to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. If somebody performs well, they can come out of there. Are you kidding? All eyes are on that World Series that you were just talking about. Once they get there, absolutely, some of the top players have a good chance to get fed into the minors and so on. Mike, thanks. Go to easy-ticket.com. He's got concert tickets, theater tickets, sports tickets, anywhere you are in the country, nationally, anywhere, period, any event you can think of. You can go to easytickets.com, easy-ticket.com. Oil rig up.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,144.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,175.24, $587.62 for the half ounce, and $293.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,175.24, $587.62, and $293.81.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, we're glad you are aboard. Whether you're in Connecticut, California, Illinois, or my hometown of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, a big shout out to our friend in Sweden, Christina, and in South Africa and across the border in Canada. Wow, we are starting to get a huge audience also in Europe. That's a lot of fun. Anyway, we've been talking about this story a ton here. Of course, everybody's been talking about it. And here's the good news. Almost all European airspace is open, but the Iceland closed their airports because of the volcanic ash cloud. Who knew? And I have to claim ignorance, as much as I am fascinated about volcanoes. Who knew the spread of this cloud? Just what chaos it would wreak with travel. That's why we're very excited to welcome to the show somebody who knows all about volcanoes, San Diego State University geology lecturer and expert on volcanic activity, Vic Camp. Thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
My pleasure to be here.
Okay, explain, first of all, from the get-go, because I know you're going to know this, embarrassingly enough, as much as I have a grip on the English language, I'm like everybody else. I'm hearing 10 different pronunciations of the volcano. How do you say the volcano's name?
You know, I'm not gonna say it either, because I've heard the same thing. There's several different pronunciations. I've tried to break it down phonetically as well. And you know, I don't know this particular volcano because it's relatively small. So I'm not gonna pronounce it.
Now, I love that. Oh, I knew we were going to get along. Just fast friends, Vic. Good for you. Okay, so the volcano's small, and it created all this huge cloud. Explain that. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, I don't understand how it this spread so far and was so dangerous to the flights?
Well, it's actually interesting. You know, when I say small, it's actually a moderate-sized volcano. But it's the kind of volcano that normally, under normal conditions, it would not erupt in a violent fashion. The type of material it erupts is called basalt lava. And it's very similar to what erupts in Hawaii. And we've had an eruption in Hawaii on the Big Island of Kilauea since 1983. And it's still going on, but nobody talks about it every day because it's very calm and gentle. But there's an added ingredient in Iceland, and that added ingredient is the glacial meltwater. What happens is that glacial meltwater gets into the plumbing system of the volcano, and it explodes very violently, and that's what's powering a much more explosive eruption than normally.
And why is it so dangerous to the planes? Because what was explained to me, it could be shards of glass that could possibly cover the planes. Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's what the ash is, in fact. Because what happens with the magma is that when it's blown up into the air, it cools very, very quickly to this glassy substance called glass shards. It's a very powdery substance, and that's, you know, it's powdery because it's so explosive and it literally obliterates the magma. But the problem the airlines have is once they get into the engines, it actually glasses up and it seizes the engines. And so that's the big problem.
Ooh, what happens if you were to ingest this? What would happen if it gets into your lungs?
It could be dangerous. You know, the Icelanders probably have the biggest potential problem there. It's you know, if it's very, very powdery, it can actually turn into almost a cement-like substance, and it can get really deep in the lungs, and it can cause death, too. It's actually a particular type of cancer that's caused by volcanic gas, glass, you know, the glass shards themselves.
Wow, how about that? And now there's the idea, or it's been discussed, that there's another volcano not far from this one that could erupt because it's kind of overdue. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Katla volcano. It's about 10 miles to the east of this volcano. It's a much larger volcano. If it does erupt, it would be, in fact, a much larger problem in terms of the ash cloud. And there's a history, there's a little bit of history, because when this smaller volcano has erupted in the past, a few times it has triggered eruptions from Katla. And, you know, the plumbing system, there's some question as to whether or not it's actually connected or not. But Katla's erupted about once every 80 years or so, and I think the last eruption was in 1925, so it's really due for another eruption.
Wow. So we go from Iceland to a couple of things. This is how you make your living, and you're an expert on volcanic activity. When you were a kid, were you one of those kids who were doing the science project, and my volcano didn't work, but yours did, so you knew, hey, this is what I'm going to do?
You know, I never made one of those volcanoes. In fact, you know, I really liked astronomy as a kid, and I didn't like rocks that much. But I learned to like rocks in my adult life, actually.
Now you talked about Kilauea. I've flown over Kilauea. It was unbelievable. The lava was flowing. It wasn't massive, but it was flowing, and I could see it. And it was one of the coolest things I ever experienced. But what have you been in? I'm assuming you've been down in some of the craters of volcanoes and stuff. What are some of the cool volcanoes that you've been to?
My work is a little bit different because I actually work on ancient volcanoes. I leave the active volcanoes to people who have a little bit more, I tend to be a little bit safer with these ancient volcanoes. I mean, I've spent a little bit of time on active volcanoes, but not when they're erupting, except Kilauea. I mean, the thing about Kilauea is you can get there and get very close. Even if it's erupting, it's not going to be explosive.
Yeah, and Kilauea is interesting for people who don't know, too, on the Big Island. It's so cool to see, and certainly you do, the trail. It makes that trail to the water. You know, it just goes poof right off to the edge, and you see it. And I've heard this from other people, and you may know this as well, as you said you can get pretty close to it. But if people aren't careful, they can have this thing where their shoes melt because they can feel the heat. And apparently some tourists, that's happened to them, Vic. A lot of them have gotten, you know, their tennis shoes are melting, and they just take their feet out of the shoes and go in a different direction. That'd be kind of crazy to watch that.
It's absolutely true. I mean, one of the interesting things about Hawaii and Kilauea is a lot of the lava is erupting actually under the ground through these features called lava tubes. And you can actually be walking on the surface and be walking over a lava tube, And if you stand there with the heat of the lava underneath, your shoes will actually melt. I've had that happen to me, in fact. So, yeah, it's a concern.
Lava tube, I love that. All right, so you're leaving the risky stuff of parachuting inside to the volcano to some of the other guys, but you're doing the ancient volcanoes. What do you learn from the ancient volcanoes and going back? What are you trying to learn?
Well, you know, in the past, I mean, volcanology is an interesting field. It's to really understand the ancient volcanoes, you do have to understand the young stuff because, you know, the ancient rocks have been altered more, and it's a very little difficult to try to reinterpret it. But one of the interesting thing about the older eruptions is that some of these have been on a scale that's far removed, far much larger than we've actually seen in historic eruptions. But that doesn't mean that those kind of eruptions won't occur, because they'll occur again. We just haven't had direct experience with them. So that's one of the good reasons to study these old volcanoes.
Yeah, and how many volcanoes do we have in the U.S.? I'm, like, thinking of Washington State. Do you know?
Yeah, in the continental U.S., of course, Alaska and Hawaii have, you know, plenty of volcanoes, but in the continental U.S., it's mostly all in the Cascade Range. There's 15 active volcanoes in the Cascade Range. All, much like Mount St. Helens, all those 15 have the capability to erupt explosively, and they will. They all have historic records of erupting explosively.
Wow. And so at San Diego State, what a rough job, too, by the way, at San Diego State University. I've been there a couple times. Do you have, like, a cool lab, a cool setup there, a cool little deal with all your rocks and finds and whatnot?
Oh, we have all kinds of things here. We have, you know, chemical analyses and, you know, but a lot of geology is field work, too. You don't necessarily need to have a lot of good lab materials, but you know, in volcanology, I mean, you can specialize in different things. You can specialize in the what's called the geophysics of the eruption, and that's mostly with seismology, you know, trying to interpret moving magma through monitoring seismic activity. You can also do it through geochemistry, and that's more in my background. I tend to look at the rocks, look at the geochemical signature of the rocks and try to interpret it that way. And we have a pretty good lab for that, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, if I come out there, are you going to show me that lab?
Sure, be happy to.
That'd be fun. I'm into rocks. I am. I didn't get as far as you did. But I do like it for sure. Vic, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
All right. That was a lot of fun. Volcanology. That'd be kind of a cool career, I would think, and studying ancient volcanoes. How about that? But as he said, the worry is just 10 miles to the east, that second volcano that's bigger, that erupts. And it wreaks havoc once again with not just the people in Iceland, but, of course, the travel all over Europe. Speaking of wreaking havoc, Ahmadinejad's at it again. What's he up to? We're going to talk about it.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Finally, it's time for those cheap movie reviews, and there's some interesting fare out there. Most likely, if you're taking your lady to the movies and she wants to see something brand new, Jennifer Lopez is back, and here's a little slice of her new movie. It's called The Backup Plan.
You're one of my best friends. Don't you want to help me? I mean, we don't have to have sex, all right? Just, will you be my baby daddy?
You know, I just always thought I'd be married with kids by now, but I still haven't found someone.
The elusive one. Good luck.
It's time for my backup plan.
Are you high? It says here he has red hair and freckles.
I have a feeling that you and CRM 1014 are going to make beautiful babies together.
Whoa, you don't have to walk like that.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Get away from me! Excuse me.
I didn't see you.
I saw you see me.
Forget it. I'll get out. But not because you're right.
It's because I'm in a terrific mood and you're ruining it.
Here's that guy. He's hot.
Hi. Did you follow me?
Follow you? Okay, now this is getting weird.
I know, we keep running into each other. It's crazy. What are you doing tonight?
You gonna see him again? I'll call you.
I'll wait by the phone.
But what if I'm pregnant? Give me that.
Let me break you!
Congratulations. How are we feeling?
We're freaking out.
What'd she say? This guy, he's special.
Where have you been?
Now the whole thing's gonna fall apart. There's something that I have to tell you.
I have something I need to tell you, too.
You go first.
I love you. It's not the answer I was hoping for.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen that fast.
It was before I met you.
I had no idea.
I was supposed to date for a year or two before we get serious. Then we get married, and then we have kids.
What's it like, the whole kid thing?
It's awful, awful, awful.
And then a small moment happens that's so magical
that it makes it all worthwhile.
I guess this would be that moment, huh?
What do you have there, son?
Poo-poo.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is more than you bargained for.
Ow.
You know, it's more than I bargained for.
You two should get in here.
Oh, no.
Come on.
It is really quite beautiful.
Ow!
The backup plan.
Shouldn't have seen that.
Well, the good news is it is a chick flick and it is brand new and it's an hour and 44 minutes. So then you throw in the fact that you have to go and see the opening trailers to all the other movies and whatever, and it's probably running you two hours. But Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times, check this out, says some movies are no better than second-rate sitcoms. Other movies are no better than third-rate sitcoms. The backup plan doesn't deserve comparison with sitcoms. Ooh, that's not high praise. You can tell what it's about. This woman meets a guy, but she's already decided that she wanted to become a mother, so she committed to a plan. She makes the appointment. She goes it alone, and she's pregnant and has met the man of her dreams. That's interesting, huh? That's kind of backwards, right? And that's the idea of the backup plan. All right, we move from the backup plan to a movie that I think could be really interesting. I like documentaries, and this one looks good. It's called Oceans.
In 2009, Disney Nature took you across the world with Earth. In 2010, they'll take you below the sea with Oceans. Planet's five oceans to discover never before seen worlds through the eyes of the creatures who live there.
Like the music. Hey, we know this. Three quarters of the Earth's surface covered by water. Oceans is all about that. What lies beneath it? I think it looks really cool. I mean, this is radio, and you just kind of heard the deep voice talking about it. And it's narrated by Pierce Brosnan, and I guess the images are just incredible. So this is an hour and 40 minutes and might be worth your time, especially if kids, grandkids, they'd probably dig it. And the reviews that I read, like the USA Today did when they said it was a meditative dive into the life aquatic, whatever that means, but I'm thinking it's probably pretty good. This would be funny to see on DVD. I don't know that I would pay $9 to go see it in the theaters, but I think it would be funny to actually rent it after it's out for a while, and it's called Best Worst Movie.
Are we going to do two feelings today? I think we are, aren't we?
Is that the hardest ask this, Peter?
We don't speak too much about it.
Is that really my son?
It was so not him.
The strangest thing to watch.
Will you kill me if I tell him?
No, tell him.
It was just crazy because nobody in the community even knew that George was in a film.
I was in a movie back in 1989. It's called Troll 2. It's becoming known as the worst film of all time. Yes.
Well, I laughed in about the middle of the movie.
It was so bad.
I maybe hoped it wouldn't be as bad as it was, but it was.
I had no idea what it all meant or what I was doing or what I was saying.
By every conceivable measure, this is a bad film.
Oh, my gosh, that's the worst movie I've ever seen.
There's this movie you've got to see. I've watched it a million times.
Thank you all for coming to the 5th annual Los Angeles Troll 2 party.
Oh, my God, you didn't see it? You haven't seen Troll 2? We're watching it now.
And that's what people do with this movie. They pass the DVD around like it's a Bible.
2 decades after it was made, Troll 2 is finally finding an audience.
It is sold out for tonight.
My friends and I thought we were like the only people in the world who knew about this.
Wow. Hey, that's great.
I don't feel that kind of feeling when I'm drilling a cavity.
I did a very good movie.
He really believed in what he was making.
Action!
You are an actor. Okay. You cannot allow.
I really wanted to be an actor from the start.
Oh, boy.
I think George was born an actor. Dentistry is just a stage he's on.
Can I ask you another question?
Honestly, I'm like a cult luminary. When I go to these screenings, I would never dream. Anybody want my autograph? But anyway, we'll go over your treatment plan in just a second. So.
I was in a film called Troll 2.
Okay.
All right, you have to love that. If you didn't get the concept, here's what the deal is. This guy is a dentist, and people like him. He's funny. He has a great personality in a small town. But he was in a movie called Troll 2, and you heard some of the snippets where people saying it's the worst movie ever. And it's become a cult classic for some people. So this is 20 years later, 20 years after Troll 2 was made, and the best worst movie is exploring the whole idea through this personal story of the characters, of the cast of characters, including the dentist. So I think it's kind of a funny thing to go back and do. And in seeing it, it looks pretty funny. Can you imagine that your doctor once was in probably the worst movie ever made? Your dentist. So it would be worth a rent, I think. I don't know, Donovan, that would be, you never know. I mean, hey, you go to a dentist, I'm sure. You never know really what they might have had some other profession before the one they're in. I just hope that they're good when they're drilling my teeth. That's all I'm looking for. I don't know about you. So I'm not looking for an actor who had a hard time. And this guy was, like I said, in this horror suspense movie. But it's a short one, too. It's 1 hour and 33 minutes. It's a documentary, so how about that? All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to do We Can Count. Also, I want to tell you about a great guest we're having on Sunday night. Her name is Liz Wheel. You might have seen her. She's been on CNN, Fox, you name it. And what a personality this lady has. And she's joining us because she's actually written an interesting book. She's written a novel. And I'm furiously trying to finish it before we talk to her on Sunday. And I think she's going to make a great guest. She's a legal analyst. You've probably seen her on Bill O'Reilly. She's been on a lot of other programs and radio and other kind of stuff. And her book is called Hand of Fate. And check it out. It's about the murder investigation of an opinionated radio host. Stay with us. We Can Count on the flip side. We'll be right back.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at UtopiaSilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here on America Tonight. All right, speaking of We Can Count, this is a depressing one, actually, but I'm going to start here. At least six, they say, have been kidnapped from a hotel in Mexico. About 30 gunmen stormed into a Holiday Inn. It happened about 2 in the morning, and we're talking about Monterrey, Mexico, where this took place. The unidentified guy just went into the hotel and rounded up people at gunpoint, brought a handcuffed man into the lobby who gave information on who the victims were. I guess the victims were a businessman from Mexico City. Three other guests were also kidnapped. They were identified as different people connected to him or a staffing company near the border with the United States. The hotel receptionist was also kidnapped. Before leaving, the gunman took the computer from the reception desk, the video from the security camera, and then there was a report of the same group of gunmen entering another hotel near the Holiday Inn. But, boy, it is looking really violent. No, it's not looking. It is very violent along that border area that we've talked about so often here on ATN, and it's this whole warring cartels. You can tell what it is. But, man, that is scary. Just some of them seem to be related. Some of them don't seem to be related. So that means that they're kind of just lumping people in when they decide to go in and kidnap these people. And to me, that's the most frightening thing of all. And it's right in that border area, Monterrey, Mexico, not very far from the U.S. I mean, stone's throw, no kidding. How about this? We're going to stick in Mexico for a second, Mexico City. A pregnant 10-year-old allegedly raped by her stepfather has become the biggest lightning rod that I can remember in a heated abortion debate. The girl's stepfather was arrested, but people on both sides of this issue say the battle is just beginning. 10 years old. 10 years old. Abortion is legal in the capital, but it's forbidden or significantly restricted in most of the country's states outside of that. The girl's home is on the Yucatan Peninsula, and it allows abortion in cases of rape during the first 90 days of the pregnancy. But the girl is at 17 and a half weeks, nearly a month past the limit. So there are groups that are calling for federal officials and the United Nations to investigate how it's being handled, that she wasn't informed of her rights and that kind of stuff. I mean, 10 years old. Boy, that is awful. The Roman Catholic Church vocally opposes abortion in Mexico, and it's been pretty controversial there. The debate, very, very, very heated. Probably in the last couple of years, the nation's more liberal capital city, with Mexico City, approved a law, as I just said, of legalizing abortions during the first 3 months with no restrictions. So that's the key, the no restrictions. But outside, it's more conservative in the other states, and this is a massive dilemma because of the age, the condition, the rape, and the fact that she's beyond the time, too. It'd be interesting to see how they handle this, and I'm going to say probably it's such a hot potato that she's going to give birth, that they're going to take it. It's not going to be an abortion situation probably there. All right, the CDC is saying we need to do a 50-state anti-smoking effort because we're seeing more people are smoking. I don't know. Is that true? Do you see more people in your world, or do you see more people smoke? I would say I think less people are smoking. But anyway, this coordinated national anti-smoking campaign, they say, could reduce the more than 400,000 annual tobacco-related deaths in the U.S. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention kind of did a little snapshot of every state's tobacco control progress, looking at all the numbers and looking at chronic lung disease and cancer in general. They say about 46 million Americans, adults, smoke cigarettes, and smoking causes the deaths that we just told you every year. They also say that in 2004, going way back, smoking cost more than $96 billion in medical costs, $193 billion in annual health-related losses, economic losses, and more than $97 billion, in annual loss productivity. I think, and I know we've talked about this before, one of the hardest things to do when I've talked to people who are smokers is to quit nicotine. They just do the patch, do all kinds of hypnotize, get hypnotized, anything, and sometimes they find it hard to quit. They just can't quit. It just grabs a hold of you. Now, the highest smoking rates, West Virginia, 26.5%, Indiana, 26%, all of you listening, Kentucky, 25.2%, Missouri, 25%, lowest smoking rates, Utah, I'm not surprised, 9.3%, California, peer pressure, 14%, New Jersey, 14.8%, Maryland, 14.9%, so that was a lot lower. The emphysema thing would be, you watch somebody struggling with that, boy, that would be tough. I know there was a group called Smoke Enders, and they used to tell people to put their cigarettes in a jar and have them all smashed up in old ashes and stuff. And they said that's what your lungs look like. But I still go back to the thing that it's just so difficult for people to get rid of that nicotine addiction that's just coursing through them based on some of the conversations that I've had with people who unfortunately find themselves in, you know, that position. All right, let's give you another one for We Can Count. I actually had a ton of them. This is a good one. Let's give you a good one. Right now, I just found out a short while ago, it is official, European flights are back to 100%. Yeah, the big ash cloud that we were talking about there, the volcanic ash cloud, and all of those developments, at least over for now. 7 days after the ash forced the shutdown of the airspace and stranded all those passengers around the world. So the mood among the passengers, I guess, was kind of optimistic after days of waiting and reserving the celebrations for when they were actually in the air. So many people, 40,000 Americans apparently were trapped as a result of this. In fact, at its peak, the crisis hit 1.2 million people who would fly, passengers who would fly a day, and 29% of all, that's crazy, almost 30% of all global aviation. You know, it was the worst disruption of air traffic since September 11th, 2001, and that was terrorist attacks. Wow. So you had a backlog of passengers and cargo, and now there's all kinds of logistic and financial headaches that they got to figure out how they're gonna solve those. That's, boy, that is tough. Some of the airlines too, the International Air Transportation Association said that the volcano crisis cost airlines $1.7 billion lost revenue all the way through Tuesday. Woo, that's crazy. All right, that's it for We Can Count. We move on to one of my favorite things. I haven't actually done it in a while. I thought I'd give everyone a break from birthdays, but birthdays are back and bigger than ever. So let's roll the music, maestro. Birthdays. Dev Patel, you know him. He was the street kid who made it big in Slumdog Millionaire. He was excellent in that movie. 20 years old. How about George Lopez? You know him. He's got his own TV talk show now on TBS and has his TV sitcom, 49 years old. Valerie Bertinelli, One Day at a Time star, married to Eddie Van Halen at one point. Just lost a bunch of weight. In fact, just finished the Boston Marathon. Turns 50 years old. Jan Hooks, used to be on Saturday Night Live, 53 years old. Michael Moore, documentary filmmaker, Roger and Me, Capitalism, A Love Story, his latest one, 56 years old. Remember Joyce DeWitt? She was on Three's Company. She wasn't the blonde. She was the dark-haired roommate, Sandra Dee. She were alive today, because I don't think she is she? She'd be 68 years old. Lee Majors from the $6 Million Man, Farrah Fawcett's ex-husband. Big birthday for him. He's going to have to blow out 70 candles. If you're celebrating birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Great job, Donovan Madsen. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
Not many people get a second chance, John Spartan.